You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm in such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace. Stupidity.
I'll do you for that. You're what? Come here. What are you going to do? Bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on till 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Alrighty. Sorry about that. I'm have Skype open twice for some reason. Let's see. Hopefully I didn't go off air there. Okay, I'm just trying to get my screen back. What the hell? Huh. Well, let me know. Am I on air? Hopefully so. Can everybody hear me? Okay, any rate, I think I'm good. I don't know why I can't get my full screen back, though. See if this does it. Okay. Okay, so cancel that. Okay, I got it. Alrighty then. Good evening, everybody. This is Keith Azee live on Revolution Radio, to be found on freedomslips.com and also on revolution.radio. And welcome, everybody. I have no guests tonight, so we will take calls. Not a lot in the news, but I'll go over some of it to start. Let's go, first of all, do some station business. The network just upgraded the servers. I did a lot of work. Actually, I think it took a day or so. I think thank you, Flippy. Excellent. I think it took over 24 hours to get everything sorted out, but that's awesome. That's upgrading the servers, and that is thanks to you, the listener. Listener support is this 100% volunteer in terms of all the hosts and management, as well as you, the wonderful listener who actually makes this happen. So thank you very much. And just a reminder to take a few minutes and donate either large or small, whatever works for you. And just click that support tab. And I believe there's a number of different ways to do it. We used to take PayPal, but of course PayPal is part of the dark side. And what I found out from some of the men, I think it was Lady Horse that told me this, was that PayPal ended up holding on to a bunch of the donation money. I don't know how much, but I mean, that's just straight up rotten. So at any rate, thanks that we have our own servers. We can talk about anything. Those of you that have been following YouTube are aware that people are getting deplatformed, especially right before the election. There was a huge purge. Having a little sip of coffee here. Having a little coffee tonight. I just every now and then. Normally I'm drinking black tea, but with a little local honey in it. Local honey is supposed to be help you for allergies. And of course, the spring is, you know, for many of us, depending on your region, can be allergy season. So. With all the pollinating and new flowers and all that sort of thing. So also honey has, if you're going to sweeten with anything, I know a lot of people like stevia and these different types of things. I never liked any of those that I've tried. I just like some regular honey. And of course it has a lot of B vitamins in it too. So obviously, for many of us, we're aware that it's a good idea to reduce your sugar intake. Many people suggest that's one of the primary instigators of cancer and stuff. And sadly, that includes things like bread, which I love. But, the Paleolithic diet, as best as I understand, is one of the most optimal, I should say, diets for us, which isn't that bad. I've done it at times. You eat meat. You can have meat, but also you try to balance that with a lot of vegetables. You're not even supposed to have fruit. Fruit is very sugary. So it's just basically vegetables and fish or chicken or beef or what have you. And so anyway, that is something I should probably get back on. I have been eating a lot of veggies lately. It's just I think it's good for all of us to try to increase that if you're lazy like myself and doesn't pay enough attention to nurturing myself. And it's part of loving ourselves and something I certainly can improve on and am trying to. So at any rate, so what's going on? Okay, well, Biden's speech last night, I did not watch it, but I watched a number of people that did. And it was pretty pathetic, according to everything that I've heard about it. The Tim Scott, who was the Republican counter, and apparently he did very well. I saw a little bit. I saw some clips of what he said. And he's African-American. And so the left is calling him Uncle Tim and all this stuff. And of course, Twitter and all the various other, you know, they'll never censor anybody on the left. It's just if you're on the right. And he was making some comments about how, the racism and all that stuff. I see Dave Scott making some comments. He's live on air right now as well. He and I, he loves to, you know, tease me every Thursday night about hair products. And I love the guy. We did a show together back when he first joined this network. I reached out to him, said, why don't we do a simulcast? We're on at the same time and, you know, talk about a lot of the same stuff. And we really had fun. I did 2 hours on Studio A and then stayed with him on Studio B for another hour. He does a 3-hour presentation like every weekday, which is amazing. And of course is able to get lots of good guests. I haven't been putting in the energy to book guests near as much as I used to. It's being late night. It's harder to get people. Especially people are in the Eastern time zones. It's very late at night for them. I was just talking to somebody that I am hoping he may, it's a little late for him, but he may join me. He says he's really busy now, but I won't announce his name until I actually have him officially booked. So Biden's speech. So he had trouble pronouncing the word escalate. I think he was talking about Russia or something. I forget the exact context of it. But he tried to say it like three times. I mean, we got... is that even the original Biden, people wonder? I don't know, folks. But they're absolutely using some doubles, which is very convenient with the face mask, you know, so all you see is his eyes and his hair. There was that incident where he was climbing up the stairs to get onto what they're calling Air Force One, but it's obviously a different plane. An older plane from the one that Trump commissioned Boeing to build for the new Air Force One. And he tripped a couple of times. And one of the I was watching Mike Barra's show. He does a show every day, every weekday, and has on Casey Jones and Blake. Was it Wally? I forget his name. But also Jennifer Fallow Doring, who's a clairvoyant, who I think is just wonderful. I think she's very accurate. So you can find, I think, Mike's channel on YouTube. He's been taken down. Casey Jones has a channel too, the Peelback Report. They've been taking him down and giving him strikes, and then he's been able to get back on. And so far, some of the people we love are still found on YouTube. But of course, a lot of them, like X22 Report, Dave at the X22 Report, who I think is just totally right on. He's on BitChute. I think he's on Rumble as well. I think I created an account with Rumble, but I'm finding a lot of the people I like on BitChute, including Cliff High also. Cliff High has been producing a lot of very interesting videos recently about Woo, he calls it. And by his definition, woo is everything outside of the 3D reality. You know, so this includes UFOs and stuff like that, you know, and psychic phenomenon. Cliff High is very interesting. He's obviously super smart. He considers some of the people I like a lot to be frauds, like Simon Parks. I'm not going to judge him. I think Simon Parks is giving us information as best as he understands it, you know, and totally genuine. I think he's got a really wonderful heart. And I think he's pretty right on as far as accuracy goes too, about what he's presenting to us. You know, but time will tell. You know, we're coming into the great revealing. So I think as time goes on, you all listening to me, I know if you're listening to this show that like myself, you may have family members and friends who think you're a little bit let's just put it this way. They may view things very differently. My older brother is visiting right now, and I love the guy incredibly. He's a fantastic human being. But of course, he believes all the mainstream stuff. We went into Safeway yesterday, and he puts his mask on, and he's like, "Oh, you're not wearing a mask." And I go, "I told you, masks are bad for you." He's like, "Okay," you know. So he just lets it go. Flippy Cliff High doesn't think much of Charlie Ward or Corey Good or many of these people. That's okay. I think it's interesting because you know, Cliff High, you know, reminds us that we need to use our critical thinking. Yes, David Wilcock is another one that Cliff High's not a fan of. So, it reminds us we do have to be critical, and all of us make mistakes. I mean, Jesus, you know, am I going to come on air and tell you I don't make mistakes or have illusions? You know, I'm perfectly fallible. Perfectly fallible. That's kind of a funny way to put it, isn't it? Perfect and then fallible. It sounds like a dissociative thinking there. And of course, that's what the one of the effective tools that the dark cabal uses with the media and the so-called news programs like CNN is dissociative programming, because they want to divide the mind so you can fit two conflicting ideas in your head at the same time. You know, and they're calling what they're doing democracy when in fact it's communism is what they've chosen. It's kind of linked with fascism too, because they've got the corporate side on board too, you know, the Facebooks and the Amazons and the YouTube and all that stuff. So it's a blending of corporate and government. So, but it's basically tyranny, by no matter how you slice it. And, you know, Biden is telling, according to what I saw about his speech last night, was he's got these wide reaching plans and massive amounts of money involved. One of the more mainstream kind of, you know, the Duran is a YouTube channel with two guys who I think do an excellent job of they're basically just geopolitics kind of people. And they had a pretty scathing review of Biden's speech as well. So anyway, again, he can't even say escalate. Apparently he tried to say that like three times. I don't know if he ever got it right, but God, people, you know, you've got a clearly cognitively impaired figurehead, you know, who is allegedly the president. I think what we got is a dual presidency right now. As my friend Conrad puts it, he thinks that, you know, basically Trump's president of the Republic and Biden's president of the corrupt corporate bankrupt U.S. government. So according to I think it was Jennifer Doering, Biden has about 30% of the power and Trump has about 70%. Some of the information, some of the people are saying that the military is just not down with Biden at all. And that's why they had to use that fake Air Force One. Of course, actually not fake. Technically, if somebody put it, if Biden was flying a hang glider, that would be Air Force One. So whatever, wherever he's at. Another thing to make us question it, you know, what's going on, if there is, in fact, a dual administration, as many of us think. I think this is the most likely scenario. I'm not saying that's the case. I don't know. I am not an insider. I don't have anybody whispering in my ear. Oh, hi, Lauren. I see Lauren says hi in the chat room. I am trying to monitor the chat room. So if you have any questions or comments, you know, it'll help me notice them if they're in all caps, and I'll be happy to respond. Carrie Cassidy is interesting. She's done some very good work, I think. Again, you know, like all of us, we have our own filter of consciousness and our own experiences. And so I rarely ever will slam anybody in this movement. There's a few people you know, Alex Jones is so prominent. I do really question him. Although with that being said, he did wake up a lot of people, and he used to be my Oprah around, the 2001 9/11, you know, that that inside job. At that time period, I was listening to Alex every day. And thought he was just the, you know, really great. So, and he has done a lot of great stuff. Yeah, this is a roundtable. I will take calls. Anybody wants to call in, area code 928-202-4608. So we'll see if I get any calls or not. Sometimes I put it out and nobody calls in. But last week I did have some wonderful callers. And and many of you have my Skype number as well, my Skype account as well. You're welcome to call in that way. And I'll give that number one more time, 928-202-4608. And Doc Who has moved, and I have not seen him pop up in the chat room. Usually he's in the chat room. I don't know, he may or may not be listening, but moving's a big deal, so he's probably still getting his feet on the ground and doing all that stuff. But he often joins me, especially on nights when I don't have any guests, like tonight. So anyway, going on with talking a little more about Biden's speech, the numbers are terrible for him. So he had something like, according to the ratings, I think he had something like 11,300,000 listeners, watchers, I mean, as aggregated, you know, from all the networks put together. Somebody went through and looked at all the thumbs down that it was getting. Again, people are saying thumbs down overwhelmingly more than he's getting thumbs up. The CNN viewership also continues to crash and burn. The only reason CNN isn't bankrupt is because it's a CIA op. Or at least has become or heavily involved. It's a propaganda arm of the dark cabal. So they're artificially propping it up. Jim Acosta started a new show, and his numbers were terrible, apparently. Of course, he is again, not a journalist, not a newsman. He's just another one of those broadcast prostitutes is the name I like to use, or perhaps better still, I like the term radio ho, even though it's not. It's obviously he's does the television, so videos included. But I just like that term, having been a radio technician for so long. Dropping, you know, people are, you know, and supposedly he won 80 million votes, and nobody's watching him, and he's getting massively more dislikes than likes on any of the, that was not even a State of the Union. He still hasn't even done a State of a Union address, right? So, Anderson Cooper, all those people, Rachel Maddow, there's a person that reads body language, and she does a really nice job. I forget what it's called. I could actually find it and tell you, body language ghost or something like that. But I'll tell you the exact YouTube channel. She does, you know, just like short 10-minute or 12-minute captures of these people analyzes the truthfulness of what they're relating, and of course Rachel Maddow is a total shill as well. Body Language Ghost, that's the name of her website. It's just probably her website too, but that's her YouTube channel if anybody's interested in checking that out. Alrighty. So there, you know, people, I'll tell you, people are getting it. Of course, we know that it's still relatively small percentage because we still see everybody wearing masks walking around. You know, we still see many of our loved ones getting the vaccine. And even though, you know, I'll tell them, I say, but my brother goes, "You're getting the vaccine, aren't you?" I say, "Hell no." And there are some real concerns about the vaccine. Some people believe that what this experimental drug is, what it really is, it's not really technically even a vaccine, according to the information I've heard, that is making people actual carriers, you know, like plague, what do you call them? You know, so in other words, if you become in contact with them, you risk being infected. But also a lot of people are having reactions. I was just listening to Scott McKay with Michael Jacko and another wonderful person who I forgot his name, but on Scott McKay's YouTube channel. Actually, let me tell you what that is too. I am a big fan of Scott McKay. So it's Patriot Street Fighter 11 is his YouTube channel, and David Nino Rodriguez is the other guest that he has on this. And of course, he is a fellow host on this network. On any rate, I'm very impressed with him. He's smart, but he's really gets it, I think. You know, I hear him talking about so many of the same things I bring to the table, so I know he's smart. No, I'm kidding. I think he really does a very good job of presenting the information, and I think he's really right on with his understanding of what's actually really happening here. And of course, I'm a fan of Michael Jacko as well. A lot of people are slamming Michael these days. Listen, I don't know any of these people personally. I can't verify. I try to be very careful. There's very few people I'll actually seriously endorse. One of them is James Gilliland, but I had the opportunity to meet him in person and really read him. And as far as I'm concerned, James Gilliland is 100% working for the good, in service, and 100% genuine. Of course, he has a lot of interesting information to bring to the table, and they've got UFOs showing up almost like every night on his ranch near Mount Adams in Washington State. So he's got a lot of video and photographic evidence to prove that something sure is going on there. I've watched a lot of those videos, including one with, I forget if it was a helicopter or a military jet. I forget now. I think it might have, it was a black helicopter being dissolved. And then, of course, the information he got that it was some bad guys that got taken out by some good guys. So I don't know. interesting stuff. And he's had all kinds of luminaries go there. He had one of the people that came to disprove the phenomenon. He said, "This is crap, right? I'm going to prove that it's, you know, not what you think it is. It's not flying saucers. It's not, you know, some kind of crazy stuff." So he brought all kinds of sophisticated equipment, infrared, ultraviolet type optical gear, amazing stuff, and went away shaking his head, because what he found was that the light had no heat associated with it. Now, this is a big deal. There is no known technology on planet Earth, or at least no officially known technology on planet Earth, that can produce light without any heat at all. Light Without Heat is one of those, it's the same as like Over Unity or Free Energy or Room Temperature Superconductivity. One of those things that I think current mainstream science would say is impossible. You're going to have, if you're producing light, you're going to be producing some heat. A lot of heat, you know, with an incandescent, not so much with fluorescent and less still with LED, but there's still heat because of the electricity required and going through resistors and other components. So light without heat is one of those many believe is impossible to ever achieve. Same as room temperature superconductive energy, superconductivity, I mean. Over unity, you know, more power out than in type devices. Of course, I think that we're coming to the point where these type of technologies may well be in our near future. I don't know. I'm hoping. Some people say that they've already got a lot of this technology ready to deploy when the time is right. You know, when the dark cabal is finally on the ropes or completely defeated, that they'll be introducing a lot of this advanced technology and also some medical technology along the lines of med beds. I don't know if the med beds are real, but many people say they are. We'll just have to see. You know, I don't want to get our hopes up, but perhaps that for sure there is advanced medical technology that's been withheld. I mean, come on, we're still using turn of the previous century technology. You know, the internal combustion engine, and I mean, Tesla invented the AC grid we're using right now in the late 1800s. You don't think there's better stuff since then? Everybody, I think, well, I would probably the majority of average people would agree that the military probably has more advanced technology than is publicly stated. People have different ideas about how much more advanced it is. So it's 10 years or 20. I think at this point, it's like gone beyond any kind of, conversation about how many years ahead it is, because it is, it's my opinion that they have stuff that's so advanced that it's off the charts. And there is reason to support that idea from many different sources. One of the most famous ones is Ben Rich, former director of Lockheed Skunk Works, or CEO. I forget what his exact title was, but he's one of the head guys. I think he ultimately became the head guy following in Jim Kelly's footsteps. If any of you, I love the Lockheed's, you know, stuff. The they built one of my very favorite jets ever, the SR-71. It's the most coolest looking, and for a long time was again secret technology that they didn't reveal for a decade or two after it had become obsolete, and they had better stuff. Very interesting stuff. So anyway, Ben Rich famously said, I believe it was in a private conversation, he gave a lecture, and then afterwards some people were talking to him, and it's reported that they asked him some kind of question about exactly this subject, advanced technology, and how far advanced do you really have it? His comment was, we can take ET home. Okay. So this implies, I don't know if that's the exact quote, but it's something along those lines. This implies, oh, let me go back to the chat room. I'm sorry. I was giving you some YouTube channel. So it's on a different screen. Okay. Just to make sure if anybody has any questions or comments. Yeah, McKay, many people do say that they do have insiders that are giving them information. Mike Barra has somebody he calls the mechanic. Simon Parks claims to have some inside information, which he recently said, you know, what Q is a quantum computer that is able to predict future events. It's my suspicion that the White Hats also, in fact, I'm certain extraterrestrials are involved, and they have, we've heard rumors of this for a long time, called Looking Glass, which apparently is some kind of device that is able to actually look into both the past and the future. I think that's highly likely. It's my opinion. That's highly likely. A lot of people will tell you that's for sure. I haven't seen it myself, so I'm not going to tell you that I know it exists, because I don't. You know, want to keep our critical, thoughts here, and be careful about, going too far. I think it's very likely that is a real technology. I studied the Montauk Project. I read just about every single book written on it. Peter Moon, I actually had him on this show a couple times years back. Back when I first started here, I was able to wrangle him in to do an interview. And I think he returned. I can't remember. I think I had him on twice. Anyway, also I had Stuart Swerdlow on. He's another character that a lot of people think is disinfo. I read his book, and it's very interesting, and it dovetails with a lot of the other information. He's somebody I cannot endorse. I do not know. Whoops, sorry about that. I got this microphone's noisy. I just bumped it. He is, again, we have to be careful. And I don't say that the Montauk information is true either. I don't know. But the story is, and it's just fascinating. It's either really, really good science fiction, or it's based on truth. My opinion is that there is truth in it, but it may have been exaggerated a bit. So I think there is some reality there, but I suspect, I'm not going to endorse the Montauk books from they're published by Sky Books. The Montauk Experiment or Montauk Project, I think, is the first one. And there's, I don't know, five or six more that I have on that subject. Peter Moon and Preston Nichols co-wrote. According to Peter Moon, he basically did the writing, compiling it, the bulk of the actual work. But Preston Nichols, it was Preston Nichols' information that he took and compiled, but it's very interesting stuff. One of my favorite one, believe it's called Contact with the Pleiades. Anyway, fun stuff. If anybody's interested, look up Sky Books and if you want to get any of those. Another one that's very interesting, which kind of relates, but it's not about Montauk, is called Ong's Hat. O-N-G. Ong's Hat, and it's by I forget his first name, but I think it's Matheny. It's his last name. Anyway, I've read that one a couple of times. This is the guy who created the Adobe software and then sold it for big money, and then wrote this book about this experimentation that was going on, where the technology created, there was this egg-like shaped chamber that they would get in, and they were actually able to open portals to parallel Earth worlds. Very fascinating stuff. Again, is it true or not? I don't know, but could it be true? In my opinion, absolutely possible. I think, I mean, I'll tell you what, if you've ever seen a UFO or had these experiences, it proves to us that technology exists that is far more advanced. It's, in other words, it's like a proof of concept. It absolutely shows that, this is real, that these that it's possible to do it. And so the military industrial complex has known this forever, you know, since at least Roswell in, I think it was 1947, right, July of 1947. So, you know, and of course, we've been having very interesting information being released and continue to be released. I think the latest one that came out of the Pentagon is that, you know, they had the TikTok image and they just released this other one that was like this pyramid. And the official story they're telling us is that this is real. This event, this, you know, footage that we got is genuine, a genuine event that happened and that our military recorded. And then there was back, I think it was last year, Tucker Carlson every now and then will do some UFO stuff. I haven't been watching them in a long time. Every now and then I might check them out, but as far as I'm concerned, Fox News, since they weren't in on the election steal. There's a few people I do like, Maria Bartiromo as well. You know, there's they fired, oh God, what was his name? There's Lou Dobbs. I guess they fired him. I thought he did good work, but you know, they obviously, Fox News is in on the steal as well. So I just have basically tuned out of all of that stuff. And every now and then I might check it out a little bit. I do listen to Dan Bongino. He's great he does a podcast, I think he does a good job for just the straight up mainstream stuff. And so it's interesting to hear his take on things. And that way I don't have to pay attention to mainstream news. I can just listen to him and get a feel for what the propaganda of the day is coming from the left and the mainstream media. So anyway, but, you know, here we have the Pentagon. Tucker Carlson reported that there was a program in that they claimed had been disbanded to study UFOs. I've forgotten the name that it was, but, you know, it was along the lines of Project Blue Book and all these other ones. What they said was that they had recovered extraterrestrial vehicles. Non-terrestrial, not extraterrestrial. They said they had recovered non-terrestrial vehicles and were studying them. What is that? Well, that's a freaking flying saucer or some type of, it doesn't have to be saucer shaped. It just means that something from somewhere else that is a vehicle of transportation. So, you know, that means that it was not of this planet's origin, and conscious beings operated it, and they had them. And so I'll tell you what, they're kind of drip the disclosure. So we'll see. I mean, they've all but, I mean, they basically said in that one release said that UFOs are real. You know, flying extraterrestrials are real, because a non-terrestrial vehicle implies a non-terrestrial occupant to pilot it, right? Anyway, there you go. It's wonderfully vindicating for me, having been, you know, talked about my own UFO experiences for so long. You know, we'll see. By the way, I do not see a blue beam type of event. This is something that's been talked about for a long time. I'm sure all of you have heard about it, where they have a fake UFO invasion, and it's really the secret military operating these advanced type of craft to mimic an invasion and then, you know, scare us all. And I guess that was one of the things Von Braun talked about. He said first it would be the world wars, then it would be this, and then it would be the terrorists, and of course now we've got the COVIDia, as I like to call it, the COVID-19. which I am in this case, I am certain it's a bioweapon out of that Wuhan lab. This is something that we may find out for sure at some point as well. I do think the disclosure is going to continue to kind of drip out. And speaking of which, you know, if I tell my brother, you know, the election was stolen, he said, no, it wasn't. There's no evidence at all of that. I said, yes, there is. There's proof, and everybody knows it. Everybody, almost everybody. But the majority of the entire world, I think, know that, who are paying attention. And so at any rate, Arizona, of course, we're having these forensic audit. That'll be very interesting. The put an injunction on it, and the Dems couldn't come up with $1 million bond, which is actually very surprising that they couldn't come up with $1 million bond. It suggests that perhaps, you know, one of the things many of us think may be happening right now, and I believe is happening, that the money flow for the dark cabal is being seriously impacted by positive operations of what many term white hats, meaning the good guys, right? The cowboys in their white hats, and then the bad guys were the cowboys in the black hats, you know, from our old movies. But so that's one of the terms used is white hats, a broad term meaning operational forces that are getting things done. And I do believe that is happening. The reports, again, from these insiders and people that have deep contacts, like James Gillen, like Simon Parks, that the human trafficking operations have been seriously hampered. They're still going on. Gene Deco is another very interesting person who's been, I've just found recently, he's been on a few of these different shows. And he's interesting because he'll go into detailed reviews of seismic maps showing all these earthquakes that are exactly at 10 kilometers deep and have a P wave but no S wave, which is supposed to be impossible. Earthquakes have a P wave and an S wave. And I used to know the actual information about what those mean in terms of physics, about how the earthquake, the seismic event propagates through strata and such. But I apologize. I don't remember, although I'm sure any of you, if you're curious, could, just do probably Wikipedia even would have a sufficient layman's type of explanation of what all those are. But so I do think it's true, and I think it's continuing. According to Gene Decode, the problem has been that the infrastructure is massive. There's so many of these bases, and they've just got to take them out, you know, as they can, and, you know, one and then another and such, or maybe several at the same time, I don't know. But what he's suggesting, and then of course we know about in Washington D.C. the White House, the excavations going on there, and then according to the insiders, the used the Potomac to flood the base once they started, you know, getting to where they were ready to just finish the job. And what happened then was water was coming up through sewers in New York and stuff like that, or not New York, but the Washington, D.C. area, I guess. So I do think that's real. This is something perhaps, listen, a lot of people will tell you, we'll never know. You know, I'm not that person. I think we might. People say we'll never know if UFOs are real. It's another one of those. And now, you know, we continue to get these little drips of, the Pentagon saying, yeah, these images we caught of this pyramid-shaped object violating, you know, going faster than the speed of sound, but not creating a sonic boom. How is that possible? Well, I think it's possible because I think the reason that happens is because they have some kind of a I don't know if it probably electromagnetic, but some kind of plasma or something on the outside of the ship, which makes less just slide through, you know, the atmosphere without disrupting it. Some kind of shielding or something like along those lines, which would also make sense if you're traveling interstellar. Even inner solar system, you'll be exposed to both solar and cosmic radiation, which is, according to mainstream science, you know, will be lethal without some kind of protection, and especially on long journeys. So you would need some type of shielding for us type humans to be able to, you know, travel through the cosmos. So that would make sense anyway from that viewpoint. All righty. So more stuff. Of course, probably all of you have heard that both Rudy Giuliani and Victoria Tenzing were raided by the FBI. Hi, Maced. I see Maced says hello in the chat room. Hello, Maced. And Flippy and Sam Squatch and Grog and everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. So any rate, so they were raided apparently, and you know, I think the cover story is that they're looking for stuff with Rudy with the Ukraine. You know, because Rudy Giuliani went over there and was investigating and says he has information that's just bombshell on all that stuff. Yeah, we haven't seen it. And listen, of course, I'm with you all who are frustrated and had some hopes that I can't think of his name now, our former attorney general. John Durham he appointed, apparently is still at work, but what can I think of his name? Anyway, no worries. You know, we thought we would see some action before now. Actually, I was really hoping we'd see some bombshells prior to Biden's election, the stolen election, prior to November 3rd, you know, but we didn't. Is it going to happen? I do believe it will. I don't know if it'll come from John Durham or any of those sources, though. It's possible this may break down, and I've said this before. The military just may have to act. Not Eric Holder, the guy that not Obama's guy, the attorney general that Trump appointed. I can't think of his name. Anyway, it's not important. But Eric with Holder. Yeah, Eric Holder, God, another total criminal. He's responsible for the deaths of some officers with that Fast and Furious scheme to give a whole bunch of weapons and ammo to the Mexican cartels, and then they would be able to cover them, and what happens is Border Patrol agents get killed. And it was never about that. It was about arming them on purpose. It was just one of their typical schemes. Guns are one of the, you know, weapons are one of their big money makers. We know that the CIA and the Obama administration were supporting ISIS. And the cover story for that was that they wanted to take out Syria's leader, Assad. You know, so they're arming terrorists. Oh, great. You know, that's good scheming. You know, this is why Trump is so vilified in the press, is because he's going after their money. War. There's a book written by General Smedley Butler, I believe was his name. And he thwarted a coup attempt against the current president. And I think this was during World War One, and I've forgotten who was. Was it Truman that was president at that? I forget. At any rate, some elements in the military apparently came to him and said, "Hey, we're got to take out this bad guy." And William Barr, thank you very much, Grog. And LLL, whoever that is, or is it 111? At any rate, they came to him. And he pretended to play along, and then turned on all of them, and then wrote a book, or he may have written the book already, but probably was after that, I would guess. That war is a racket. And that is true. They've always got to have some low-level war. Vietnam, Korea, the Middle East, because it's hugely profitable. In fact, war is probably the most profitable enterprise for these evil it's straight-up evil. It causes so much misery and death. And the human trafficking is right up there, and then the drug running. We have a lot of information that has come out about the CIA running heroin and cocaine as well. War, human trafficking, and drugs are three of the biggies, and I think all three have been seriously impacted by Trump. And I think that's why there's one of the main reasons that he's been so vilified in the press. Of course, Biden, they're just all right along, and he does this stupid speech, and the mainstream media is like, "Oh, what a great speech! Did you say that was amazing?" And I remember the when Vindman testified in the first fake impeachment. The mainstream media is all, "Oh man, what dignity! What Lieutenant Vindman." And you look at the guy, and the guy is just totally creepy. I don't even want to know what that guy was involved in. It's probably so dark, you know. Once you see these things, you can't unsee them. So who knows? I'll tell you what, I do still see the stuff all coming down, and very positive things in our near future. In fact, it won't surprise me if by the end of this year here, and possibly a lot sooner, see some major changes for the better. But we still got some rough waters ahead. So we'll be right back. We've got another hour to go.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The perfect triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, The Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Please, Ochtomundi, die. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Listening to Keith AZ Live with Keith Roberts at revolution.radio.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and steeple, the laundry on.
Thank you, Monster, for that bumper you created. I really appreciate it. That's used to listen to that band, Squeeze, all the way back. I was a picture framer. I had my day job, and I was very 7:50 an hour, but. I had brought my cassette player in one day and plugged it in because we had this receiver with a radio that they used to just put on radio stations. And so I brought in I think it was a little Walkman guy, I forget what, but plugged it in and played some cassette tapes. And the owner thought that was a great idea. So she bought us one for us framers. There was about four of us. Three of us, that depended, four of us that actually generally, you know, employees came and went, but most of them were there for a long time. One of them, the son of the owner brought in this band Squeeze. That was the first time I heard them, and they're a great band. So anyway, thank you very much, Monster, for setting that up. You're listening to Keith AZ Live, and you are. We got another hour to go. Nobody's called in, but if somebody does, I'll go ahead and give in that number again. Area code 928-202-4608. I don't have any guests tonight. And even my good buddy Doc Who has moved and still has not apparently reestablished his situation. At least he's not in the chat room. Usually I see him in the chat room and bring him on if he wants, which he normally does if I don't have a guest. So hopefully he'll be back with us soon. It's kind of hard to do 2 hours all by yourself, so it's nice to have somebody to bounce off. But anyway, the show must go on. So anyway, we talked about the dropping viewership. The Academy Awards is another one, or the Oscars, I guess they're calling them now. Just 10 years ago, it was, I think as recently as 10 years ago, it was the most watched broadcast second to the Super Bowl. So it was huge. 43 million, I think, in 2010 or something thereabouts. And it's dropped all the way down. Last year, it was about 23 million viewers. This most recent one was 9.3 million. So there's that saying. I don't know who coined it, but it is get woke, go broke. People are really rejecting this agenda that's being so projected on the mainstream, So that's good news. Coca-Cola and Delta, and when Georgia passed that voter rights bill, which is a very good bill, everything I understand about it, after the shenanigans of the 2020 election, and of course they're calling it racist, as if somebody who's not Caucasian can't figure out how to get an ID. What? That is racist. That is definitely racist to say that Hispanic and African Americans can't figure out how to get a driver's license or some kind of ID. You're trying to tell us that those races are less smart? That is a racist agenda, which is what the left is promulgating. The reason is they want racial division. They want us fighting each other instead of pulling down their pants and saying, what's going on here, you guys? You know, what shenanigans are you up to? How come Nancy Pelosi is worth over $150 million? How come Barack Obama, who came in with less than a million total assets, now is in the 40 million plus range? Why? It's because they did their work for the dark cabal well, and they get rewarded, and they lie, cheat, and steal. That is their modus operandi. I think it was Quite Frankly who had on a guest sometime back who used to be a Democratic fundraiser in Arizona. And so because he was donating very large amounts of money, he got to see the inside. He got taken to to go to these parties and was appalled at what he then encountered with people like Nancy Pelosi and some of these other Democrats at the time. And I believe this was back in the, I think it was the 90s, but it might have been the 2000s when, he was involved with this, and found them just bragging and laughing about how they got this bill passed and it kicked back all this money to their buddies who then kicked it back to them, and they were going to make all this. And then while they were proceeding to get wasted, drink heavily. And he was just appalled on that, and was talking about the insider stuff of who these people really are. And that's what we're dealing with here. They are enriching themselves at us taxpayers' expense. This is why they put I forget what it was. I remember they were talking about back when Baltimore was in the news. This was a year or two ago, right? A couple years ago. And so, this is another democratically run urban city that they put all this money into, $1.5 billion, and things are still just as bad as ever, if not worse. So the money never really gets to the people. They have all these names for the bills that is, this. And again, that's once again disassociative programming. You know, the Patriot Act was really about spying on all Americans and, taking away our rights and on and on and on. Same thing over and over again. Been going on forever. Scott McKay brings up an interesting point often. So what many people are suggesting, including Dave at the X-22 report, is that these people, the just dark cabal people, of which, again, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, John Kerry, they're at best low-level management, I think, or maybe better still way to describe, is that they're just the front men. They're just the puppets, and somebody's, their strings are being pulled for sure by these people that we'll perhaps never know the name of. Perhaps some of them are the George Soros and people behind Bill Gates. But I think for the most part, we don't know the real names. Many people will suggest that there's these families, these 13 families, and there's a lot of very interesting research along those lines. David Icke is one of the people that's gone way into unpacking all these different connections. His books are very thorough. They're very hard to read. I've read it. I think I got two or three of his books on my shelf. I read them cover to cover, but they were densely packed with information. And it's not something you read for the enjoyment of it. It's something if you're interested in connecting the dots. And by the way, David Icke, I watched a presentation he did back in 2002, and he was fantastic. Of all the people, of all the lectures I've attended, because I've gone to these UFO and Conspiracy Con and the other one, I've gone to these Tesla conferences. It's one of my favorite things to do. As far as a vacation goes, that's what where I used to take, if I had a week off from work, I'd go attend some of these conferences. They actually are over the weekend. So if you're just, you can miss just one or two days, depending on how far away you have to travel. But they're just a blast. I have so much fun. And you meet, once these start to be able to happen again, which hopefully is sooner rather than later, anybody that is considering going to some kind of a conference, whether it be a Truther conference or, Patriot, I used to go, my favorite ones were the UFO stuff, but I've been to a number. I went to a Star Trek convention once too. That was a blast. Marina Sirtis was there, who played the empath on the Next Generation. And, she was delightful. Back in 2002, I attended David Icke's presentation, which spanned 2 days. The guy can just talk and talk and talk. He's amazing. So it was, I forget, it was 3 hours one day and 4 hours, I think, the next day. But it might have been 4 hours the first day and 3 hours the next. At any rate, that guy, if you ever get a chance to see him in person, I recommend it. He does such a great job. If anybody I've ever seen do any kind of presentation on anything, he is far and away the best. He communicates so well and brings you along. So that was cool. I got to meet him in person too, and he was super nice. I didn't have time to hang out with him or something like that. It was that this MUFON thing where you pay $25 and you get a chance. And I was hanging out with Bob Hopkins, who was an abduction researcher and wrote some books. The late Bob Hopkins, who is a super sweet guy, but nobody wanted to talk to him. Everybody was swarming David Icke, And so I finally kind of saddled my way in there and started asking him some questions. And he was just a sweetheart. He was very responsive, you know, and I thought he was a cool guy. So that's the extent of it. It wasn't like I got to have a beer with them or something after hours. But many of those people I did, a lot of the presenters I got to spend a lot more time with, Richard Hoagland, Michael Tesserian, Jordan Maxwell, I could go on and on. But at any rate, the point of all that is, if you get a chance to attend any of these kind of events, especially if they're in your area, it was great fun. The other thing that's really fun about it is you're with people that have similar interests. And I met so many people, had such a blast. And I feel like I'm with my own kind. it's just endless fun. Also, on several of these, I've had some romance as well, including one woman I almost married. She was great. I realized that it just wasn't going to work. So at any rate, enough about that. Okay, so we talked about the dropping viewership. The numbers continue to plunge, and I'll tell you what, that makes me happy. Some of this, I got Dr. Stephen Turley is another person I think was booted off. I don't think he's still on YouTube. That's where I originally found him, but he is on BitChute now. I watch some of his videos sometimes. He's really a blast too. Of course, he's always hawking something, his t-shirts or whatever. So you got to kind of get through that, but he doesn't belabor that too much. But he's got such up energy and laughing about, you know, the dropping viewership, which again, I think shows us that a lot of the people are getting it. It's so in your face now, too, of course. A lot of the thoughts about why, we all had this idea I'll tell you what, I was one of them. I thought the Supreme Court was going to take up at least one of those damn cases, the Texas case in particular, because there were 20 states involved. And according to many of the researchers and presenters that I've watched, who are knowledgeable about this stuff and have done research on it, the Supreme Court disputes or problems between states is exactly part of their mandate. Of course, the decisions that were made were all based on a technical basis. In other words, they say they didn't have standing, and so or whatever excuse. So, and of course, Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, two of the three appointees that Trump was able to get confirmed, stabbed him in the back. And the only bright spot in all that was Clarence Thomas, who wrote a scathing dissent on the Texas case. So at least there's one judge in there. And Gorsuch also was the third appointee, who also actually did rule to hear the but he was outvoted. I think it was 7-4, right? No, 9 judges. What was it? I don't remember for sure. It's not important, but they chose not to hear it, including two of Trump's appointees that he fought his ass off for to get in there. I'll tell you, I was one of those people. I remember telling somebody who was very distraught with the Biden stolen election, I said, oh, man, is the Supreme Court's going to get it? I mean, it's going to turn out to be big that Amy Coney Barrett got confirmed, just like a couple weeks or so, or even a week? I forget how close, but it was right before, it was in October, right before the election. And I thought, that's awesome because, you know, here Trump's got three Supreme Court justices, and they'll hear the case and roll on it, and we'll have blessed closure and relief. But no. So what many people are thinking is that I think Scott McKay was just talking about this earlier today as well. And I think this is true. I mean, I'm really Dave, X22 report also has this has come to this conclusion that people just have to see how awful the Biden administration is. Because the point of it is to wake up as many people as possible. So now the tyranny is just really in your face. The border is a complete mess. Illegal immigrants are coming up and saying, yeah, I'm here because Biden got elected and is president, and I know they'll just let me in, and what they're doing. And then, you know, you and I, if we try to fly, I don't know if they're requiring COVID passports, but that's one of the ideas that may happen. I don't know if that will be a requirement or currently is a requirement. I know some companies are requiring it. I think nurses in particular and medical people are in many cases, I think, are being required to get it. I don't know if it's the case with flying or not yet. I haven't flown in quite some time, and I'm not planning to anytime soon. The illegals are just being given a slip of paper that says, yeah, this person, they can go anywhere. Whereas you and me, you know, the TSA and I'm gonna, you know, anyway, it's crazy. And of course they're not being, that's another thing too, that people are criticizing. They're not, you know, they're not even being tested, you know, which again, I'm not getting tested. I mean, like I said, it'll have to be a very strong lever before I would even want to get tested, because I don't trust, not only do I not trust the vaccine or what they're calling a vaccine, which is, I think, technically an experimental drug. I don't trust the tests. I watched some videos where there's this one person that created a clip where she said, okay, here's a COVID testing kit, and it's sealed. It's this Q-tip swab thing, and it's plastic wrap. And she opens it up and starts pulling it apart with some tweezers and I think some magnification, and you can see these little silvery guys in it that are moving. And I'm like, what? Is that like AI nanobots that they want to infect people with? Hey, you know what? I think that is a real possibility. I don't think all the tests, you know, there's probably, you know, the resources required to make every one of them, that might be more than they can manage. It may just be certain ones. I don't know. But that was enough for me to say, man, you ain't sticking that up my nose. Then the face masks. I saw this other video where they're going, okay, so here's what you do. Take some like lukewarm water, not hot, not cold, just like, you know, room temperature. And they put the mask in it, in this dish of water, and these little black wormy guys started coming out of it. And so this person moved their finger over close to the surface, and this little wormy guy stuck it out of the water towards the finger, and then they pulled it away, and then the wormy thing stopped. So it was probably sensing the heat, the warmth of the, you know, the human body temperature. And so... Well, and I'll tell you, I'm so glad that right from the start I was refusing. There's a couple of times I've worn a mask, but for the most part, I just walked right in despite their saying mask required. Which was interesting. Safeway took down their mask required sign or please wear a mask. I forget. Actually, it was said, I think it was, we request you wear a mask or something, wording along that line. Took it down, you know, when I went in there last month. But shortly after that, now they've got one that says masks required. You know, I just walk in there with that one and I see more and more people in there not wearing masks. When this thing first hit, last year when I just walked in there anyway, there was just me that wasn't wearing a mask. And now I see typically at least three or four people and sometimes more are not taking the mask requirement seriously. So that's a good thing. Flippy says there is also a video showing nanobots in the death jab vial. I'll tell you, I have not seen anything, anybody actually take the experimental drug vial or what they're calling a vaccine and analyze it. But I'll tell you what, this is something we were talking about David Icke earlier. He talked about that all the way back in the 2000s. He's saying, see these? They're going to get these so small that they can go right through the eye of a needle and inject them right into your body. Saratoga Ocean is another person talking about the AI. So of all, you know, I've gone through the cosmology before. Of all the, you know, we're not just facing a monolithic enemy. We've got the AI, we've got the reptilians, we've got the Anunnaki, we've got the Greys, we've got some other negative groups as well. Of all of them, I think, as best as I can tell, the AI is the worst one. They're total anti-life. And they want to Borgify us. Like I'm using the term from Star Trek The Next Generation, there's this artificial intelligence cube that has biological beings that have been interfaced with machines. So I guess you'd call them cyborgs, right? You know, parts of their bodies are machine and parts of them are biological. And I think that's one of the agendas is to Borgify us. In other words, insert these nanorobots into us. They pass through the blood-brain barrier and then they become transceivers for the harp arrays or the, you know, cell towers or whatever type of interface they have to then directly impact our thoughts and our emotions. I do believe that is one of the agendas that we're seeing at play right here. And that's what those nanobots we saw in that Q-tip swab COVID test guy. So again, right from the start, my intuition was don't even take the damn, you know, the other thing is what if the test does come up positive, right? Then you've got that going for you. Oh, you tested positive for COVID. You're a carrier, even though you're perfectly healthy. And then of course they were cycling the test like 36 times or something. And I think, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is that the test itself is just a PCR test, which I believe, my understanding is, merely tells if you have an elevated immune response. And you could be having an elevated immune response for any number of reasons. I mean, maybe you just ate something that your body is allergic to, right? Or maybe you've got some other type of infection. To my understanding, that is the case, that these things really are not specific to the Clovidia itself. Alrighty, so I'm running out of subjects here. So, okay, here's another. Oh, I'm sure y'all heard this. Hunter Biden is going to be teaching a class on fake news. Seriously, they're trying to legitimize Hunter Biden. I'll tell you what, that laptop, people have talked about what's on that. And many of us, I have myself, some of the, podcasts I've seen have had some of the images. Thankfully, none of them with his thing out. But according to them, that's part of what's on there. Porno videos with his deceased brother's wife. Oh, my God. And him smoking crack and a lot of stuff. Some of them have an underage girl on them as well. So very damning stuff came out right before the election. Did the mainstream media cover it? No. If it was Donald Trump's Jr. or Eric Trump's or any of the other family of Donald or even his, if anything like that came out, it would have been plastered from one end to the other. They would do 24/7 nonstop for weeks, if not months, if something like that came out on Trump. But no, it's Hunter Biden. We have to protect him. And wasn't Biden's speech so amazing? It was touching. It was whatever adjectives they can throw in there when it's total crap. Like his awful speech last night apparently was. Again, I didn't. Casey Jones was saying on the Mike Barra report that she felt like she was going to throw up in her mouth sometimes. It was so bad. All right. Well, no one's calling in. I'll just give out that number. We've still got about 25 minutes. Just in case anybody feels like calling in, it is area code 928-202-4608. And I'll give that out one more time in case you didn't have a pen ready or something. Area code 928-202-4608. And again, I will tell you, this is my own personal number. This is not a station number, so don't try to call it to get onto somebody else's show because you'll just get me going, hello? Oh, no, that's, you'll have to do something different if you want to contact that host. So anyway, just looking at the chat room to see if there's any, if Barron Trump jaywalked, we'd still be hearing about it. Well put, that's the level of bias. And of course, Project Veritas recently recorded CNN. I think it was a producer. I forget exactly what his role was, but I think it was a producer, behind the scenes guy, that was saying, yeah, we did everything we could to get Trump elected, right? You know, admitting that they were not a unbiased reporting news organization, but in fact, they were executing an agenda. And of course, there was that other great video. I forget the guys who runs Project Veritas. If anybody knows that offhand, please post it. But I forget his name. But what a cool guy that guy is. I am so... What great service he's doing for us. He had gotten into the phone conversations with it's Jeff Zuckerberg, right? He's the lead guy. Is it Zuckerberg? I forget. Any rate, the head of CNN. And was recording him, and then a number of conversations. Apparently, an insider who was fed up with the BS gave the guy access. And then, so then he comes on during the conversation and says, "Hi, this is so-and-so for Project Veritas. And I've been recording you." He's like, "Oh, okay. Well, everybody, we're going to hang up now, and we're going to create obviously a new call infrastructure here. So this doesn't happen again." Right. Anyway, they've been pantsed. And of course, many of our loved ones are completely unaware of this. You know, I have to say, I don't think Trump is an angel. I don't think he's our savior. I think one of the best things he did was to show us that we can get involved more. Many of us became considerably more political. You know, with Obama, it's just like, oh, yeah, more of the same. You know, we get hit from the left, then we get hit from the right, then they hit us from the left. I think it was Jerry Brown actually said that once. He is Pat Brown's son, and both of them, obviously first Pat and then Jerry Brown later became governor of California and had various other positions on their climb up to these responsibilities. But anyway, Jerry Brown, I remember watching him say exactly that. You know, here's how it works. You know, the Republicans hit you from the right, then the Democrats hit you from the left. And you just keep getting more hit again and again and again. And so, you know, the last time I believed in any politician was back when Clinton got elected, and I thought, oh, great, we got a good Democrat, right? I was fully bought the lie. You know, of course, now I know that the Clintons are major nastiness. Some people think Hillary, by the way, has been executed. Some of the more recent videos appear to be one of her doubles. Again, not that important, but I think having doubles has been going on for a very long time. It's believed Hitler, I think, had some lookalikes. I think that's pretty damn common, especially the higher the office. So, you know, they'll have the double walk out the front door while the real person, you know, sneaks out the back just for protection, for one thing. But yeah, Jeff Zucker. Thanks, Flippy. Not Berg Zucker, Jeff Zucker. So at any rate, the person that's, I think there's probably a couple, at least for Biden, and one of them's much younger. Again, when I was talking about climbing up the stairs to the jet that slipped several times and recovered, not like a 70, almost 80-year-old, but like a much younger person. The reflexes were just too quick to be somebody as aged as Biden is or would be if he's still. Some people don't think he's even alive again, like Hillary. I don't know. All I'm saying is for sure they do have at least one or more doubles. What I would assume. Jennifer Flaw-Dorey and some others have also said they think one of the doubles is actually a machine. That's interesting, isn't it, if that's true? It would not surprise me if they have technology that could do that. It would not be a shock to me. One of the things I think Scott McKay and Michael Jacko were talking about earlier is also, you know, so how long are they going to continue to go with the Joe Biden as president? At some point, are they going to say that he's, you know, it could be anything, but most likely they would say it's a health issue. I don't think they'll admit that he's cognitively impaired or whoever it is that, I mean, it's amazing. You think if they had a double that they would use a double that could talk. I don't know. In fact, some people think that's a white hat operation. Is to really show the people that, I mean, it's certainly the fact that the guy has faux pas after faux pas is waking people up and serving the good. So, you know, is there, you know, what's really going on behind the scenes? I don't know. It's just speculation. At some point, they'll replace him, is what many of us suspect. I think that is likely. And so anyway, what they were saying, Scott McKay and Michael Jacko, I think, were the ones talking about this, that it won't be Harris. It'll actually be Nancy Pelosi. Of course, she's off it. You know, she's been talking about that for some time, back during Trump's presidency. You know, with the impeachment, she was saying, well, maybe I'll be, I forget exactly how she was presenting it, but it was clear that would work for her really well. All righty. Well, can't think of any other news. Oh, there was another interesting thing that just happened recently that I only caught on Mike Barra's show. So Mad Cow, I guess, was personality. I guess he appeared with Alex Jones a lot. I don't remember for sure. I know I've heard of that personality. And I believe this was in Oakland, California. At any rate, something happened where there was just incredible explosion. It was very similar to what happened in Nashville some months back at that phone exchange center, and had the RV parked in front, and then had the warning, leave the area, and all that stuff. So in this case, Jennifer Fola Doring saw that it was like a particle beam weapon, just like in Nashville. So, and apparently it was near Roger Stone. Oh, somebody just called, and I was not looking. I have two screens. One has the chat room, and one has the Skype. So area code 313, call back in, because I don't think I can add you other than that. Go ahead and call back, and I'll go ahead and add you to the call. Area code 313, call back in, and I'll be watching the screen and add you this time. I just wasn't looking at that at my other computer screen. I'm running two computers here. So we'll see if this person calls back or not. Only got about 15 or 20 or 18 minutes to go, but still, that's plenty of time. Again, area code 313, call back. Could use some help tonight, my friend. All right. So that's all the kind of current news I can think of to cover. We're still kind of in a holding pattern. Biden-Harris administration is continuing to do as much damage as fast as it possibly can. One of the thoughts on that is that, Trump really delayed them. They believe that if the dark cabal thought, Hillary, they had it rigged for Hillary. Oh, thank you, Gerber. You can join Gerber if you want to join in the last few minutes of the show. You're welcome to, Jer. So at any rate, the plan was for Hillary was the anointed one. They had it rigged. Apparently, the NSA unrigged it, according to James McCaney and also Brooks Agnew. Both say the report that this is what actually happened, and I do believe that's likely the case because. With the touch screens, they're remotely able to, select whoever they want. And so they knew the fix was in. And so Hillary knew she was going to win. So she didn't have to try very hard, hardly campaigned, much like Biden. And so they had all this plan set up. First thing, Trump himself said this, he said, if Hillary got in, So in other words, well, let me just back up a second. So it was rigged for Hillary, and then some white hats, many believe in the NSA, although some say it was actually Pleiadians that did this. Either scenario is believable to me. The Pleiadians, according to James Gilliland, have the most representation here, have the most historic involvement with planet Earth of any of the extraterrestrials that have colonized here, of which there are quite a few. But they have the most at stake here and are the most involved behind the scenes, and are doing, you know, they have to let us. I mean, we have to wake up ourselves. They can't. If they just gave it to us, we would have not done the work. It's like the difference between if you earned $100,000 or if somebody just gave you $100,000. There's a big difference. If you managed to earn it yourself, it's real, and you've done the creative energy and open up the channels and learned. I mean, you had to really apply yourself. Whereas if it's just given to you, you're still the same. You haven't done anything. And that's the same as it is for our consciousness development here on Earth. If they just gave us free energy, if they just gave us, took away all the bad guys and we don't have to do anything, then it's not real to us. We haven't consciously evolved. We have to see the big picture. And I was kind of alluding to that earlier, that, we have to see the dark side. And a lot of people are having buyer's remorse with Joe Biden, including Naomi Wolf, who's a somewhat famous writer and lecturer and liberal. And she made a public comment recently. Can I have my vote back? You know, in other words, meaning that she wishes she voted for Trump instead of Biden with what all is happening here. And it is. It's a complete disaster, one after another. The Duran was reporting the I think it was last month. There was the summit in Alaska with China, and the U.S. ambassador, whoever, I don't remember the name, but whoever the Biden-Harris administration appointed, is just a total joke. And the Chinese are just laughing at him. And the guy is just was repeating these stupid platitudes and very no real substance. It's complete, and the border, of course, is a complete disaster. The capital gains tax, they want to hike taxes to extraordinary levels. The capital gains tax alone that they want to do is going to totally destroy business in America. These companies that can't, Trump managed to get a number of companies to restart their operations here in America and employ Americans. And so if that is passed and becomes law, the companies will again flee, and it'll have the net effect of lowering tax revenue. So it's only going to hurt the little people. Our taxes are going to go up. I don't care what level of income you're at, from poor to rich. Actually, the actual really rich people have all their tax shelters, and they won't be impacted. They never are. It's just the upper middle class and the middle class who are mostly suffer. But everybody will. The inflation will continue to rise. I mean, we've all been watching. Just go to the grocery store. Everything's up. Everything's up again, and it will continue to, because they're printing money like crazy, which will have the effect of more inflation. It's going to impact the lowest income of us the most. So, I know you're shy, Jer. I'm too shy. Oh, man. I'm shy around girls. That's where I'm shy. Or ladies, I'm sorry. gotta be careful these days. You know, I do like women, but I've always been very shy, and hence currently I'm single. So there you go. Gonna be moving this, you know, probably most of you anyway, my mother passed away last June, and so we're getting ready to sell this estate, and so I'll be moving, and that's why my brother's here. We're working on just getting rid of stuff. There's so much junk around here. We've had rentals, and we've had people just leave stuff here. Well, there is so much amazing stuff piled up here. A lot of it's good, but we'll probably go into the dumpster anyway. Just I should have been more on top of posting stuff. I've got a Craigslist account. I've got to start listing stuff for sale, and maybe I'll even work on that tomorrow. Middle class isn't gone, but it's under duress for sure. Boy, the COVIDia, you know, this lockdown's really destroyed tons of it. I've heard the statistic that food service type, you know, restaurants as the largest component of small business. In other words, of all the types of small businesses, the restaurant and food provider types is the largest portion of small businesses. You know, the small business is the heart of America. That's the only way you're going to lift yourself up out of your crappy day job. I have managed to do a small business at various periods of my life, and my best year, I made about $93,000, and I wasn't even working that hard. So things change. If I had applied myself, but at any rate, no, I'm glad. I have to say, I'm actually glad things have worked out for me the way they've had. Like all of us, you know, it's been, you know, challenging, but that stress is what propels us, you know, to try harder, to learn, to grow. I think one of the ways to say it is stress is what causes evolution, and I believe that's our primary job here is to develop our consciousness. I mean, think about it. It's the only thing you take with you when you leave here, right? You're not going to take your guitar or your car or your house. The only thing that we have to show for our time here is the amount of development we've been able to attain. And if we have everything given to us, if we have everything easy, you know, we are never propelled to try to better ourselves. So currently we are in a high stress environment. We're really, the whole human race is really, you know, I think we're on the cusp of a real advancement. That's where I see us going. So anyway, I kind of lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, I was just saying. So at any rate, so we're gotta deal with a lot of stuff here. Moving has got to be one of my very least favorite activities. So I'm trying to go through stuff. I have this idea that if you haven't used something in a decade, one of you say, you know, you got all these belongings. So if I haven't used it in a decade or more, maybe it's time to reevaluate if I really need it, or maybe can lighten my load a little bit. So we'll see. This is an old chicken ranch, and there's these barns just full of stuff. In fact, when my mom bought the place back in 1982 with her portion of the divorce settlement from selling our previous property in Ross, California, where I grew up, That is in Marin County. It's a suburb of San Francisco, Marin County. The whole area actually really is. With her portion of the sale of, she bought this property and it was an old chicken ranch. And so I'm in one of the old chicken barns right now that's been converted into a living situation with a kitchen and a bathroom and stuff. And, but it's still very funky. So if I want to drill a hole in the wall, it's not an issue. Put some swamp coolers, some wall-mounted swamp coolers in, and just cut through the wall and threw them in there. But any rate, when she bought the property, one of these old chicken barns was jam-packed. So after the person that owned the chicken barn passed away, the property was divided up and sold, and this woman lived there who was kind of a pack rat, or, you know, one of those people that accumulates a lot of stuff. So one of the barns is just packed with stuff she's had in there since 1982. I've gone through some of it and found some cool stuff in there, and did a lot of other crazy stuff. But, oh, man, it's just endless, endless stuff. I see SJ is mentioning Sands of Time. How is Sean doing these days? You know, Mr. Rowe, if you're in the chat, is he doing okay? Is things working out for him? I know you've kind of been in touch with him during this time. So I like Sean. I thought he did a great show, and I was unfortunate to see what happened to him. According to him, it was completely unjustified, and I can believe that he was actually just targeted. And for the reasons he explained on his show when that whole stuff was going down. Good night, Grog. Hope you have great dreams and feel refreshed for the upcoming day. Anyway, I was sad to see what he went, you know, his incarceration, and I hope he's recovering and is able to be functional. I know he's got a lot of supporters, and wish him the best. And I have not read his book, Sands of Time, but it sounds really interesting. I think he's got two or three books now, doesn't he? Thank you, Flippy. Maybe I'll check that out. Reality Extraction in the archives. Awesome. I've been on air with him a couple of times. On election night, actually, was one of them. We all did. Hawk was on, and Sean, and many others. I think John Wayne. That was it was quite a celebration when Trump won. And we saw all the CNN and various other people. I was flipping around, and they go, "Well, he won." It was awesome. Thank you, Poppy. He's doing good and working on book four. Excellent. Well, I'm sorry to hear he had to have chemo. That is a rough one. All right, folks, there's the music. I want to thank everybody for putting up with me tonight solo. I am trying to book some guests, but this slot is kind of a late night slot. It's hard to get people. But anyway, we will see y'all next time. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
We're not.
anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning.